This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A U.S. federal agency ascertains Joe Biden as the winner of the U.S. presidential election, allowing for the transition to begin. AP's Mike Rossi reports.
The General Services Administration has determined President-elect Joe Biden is the apparent winner of the November 3rd election, and after weeks of contesting the outcome, President Donald Trump has cleared the way for cooperation on transition. An official says GSA Administrator Emily Murphy determined Biden to be the apparent winner based on Trump's setbacks in his bid to upend the election. On Monday, the Michigan Board of State Canvassers voted to certify the Biden victory in the Wolverine State. Shortly after a letter from Murphy to Biden was made public, Trump tweeted, "Our case strongly continues." But he added, "In the best interest of our country, I am recommending that Emily and her team do what needs to be done with regard to initial protocols and have told my team to do the same." Mike Gracia, Washington.
And President-elect Biden is tapping Obama administration veterans for top national security positions. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The picks mark a return to a more traditional approach to America's relations with the rest of the world. Biden will nominate longtime advisor Antony Blinken to be Secretary of State, lawyer Alejandro Mayorkas to be Homeland Security Secretary, and Linda Thomas-Greenfield to be Ambassador to the United Nations. Former Secretary of State John Kerry will be Biden's climate change envoy, and Avril Haines, a former deputy director at the CIA, will be nominated as Director of National Intelligence. The Biden transition team describes the group as experienced, crisis-tested leaders who are ready to hit the ground running on day one. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on the U.S. presidential election and the transition, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The UN's refugee agency says over 40,000 Ethiopians have fled to neighboring Sudan as government forces pursue an offensive in the Tigray region. The UN agency statement came a day after Ethiopia's prime minister gave the leaders of Tigray 72 hours to surrender ahead of a threatened all-out assault on Tigray's capital. The UN says an estimated 45% of arrivals were children and 4% aged above 60. Hundreds of people are reported to have been killed, but a communications blackout has made those claims from both sides difficult to confirm. AstraZeneca says its COVID-19 vaccine was 70% effective in pivotal trials and could be up to 90% effective, giving the world's fight against the global pandemic a third new weapon that can be cheaper to make, easier to distribute, and faster to scale up. Reuters' Emma McCarthy has more.
There was relief on the streets of London Monday morning.
I think it's marvelous, you know.
As residents reacted to the news that Britain is on track to make COVID-19 vaccines widely available by next spring. It comes after the shot developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca was found to be up to 90% effective in trials. The encouraging late-stage trial results were the third published among the seven vaccine candidates Britain has ordered, following on from Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna. Britain has secured 100 million doses of the AstraZeneca shot, 40 million of the Pfizer vaccine and 5 million of Moderna's candidate.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Germany's health minister is stressing the importance of dealing with multiple vaccine developers amid prospects that the country's first coronavirus vaccinations could happen as early as December. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The company will produce its vaccine using mRNA technology at Wacker's site in Amsterdam in the first half of 2021. The plans for 100 million doses of the CureVac shot per year, with the potential for expansion. The company says the vaccine can be stored at regular refrigerated temperatures for up to 3 months, and even unrefrigerated at regular room temperatures for a period of 24 hours. CureVac isn't as far along in its trials as others, however, but says it plans to initiate a phase two clinical study before year's end. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 3 months after his birth, the Washington National Zoo's new panda cub finally has a name. Officials at the Smithsonian, which runs the zoo, announced Monday morning that the cub born on August 21st will be named Xiao Qiji, which is Mandarin Chinese for Little Miracle. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.